Tom, you got a radio on you?
Yeah, what's up?
Stick it in Peter's ear right there.
Go for Peter.
All right, Peter, give us some good footage here on the pace lap.
All right, you want me to hit Lee?
Something like that.
But, yeah, do it with your right rear lug nuts because it's already damaged. You won't have to pay for it. Copy that. I got this. That's the approval, I think, right? You guys just gave me the go?
I'll let your lawyer interpret that. Okay, here we go, everyone. We're ready to rock.
Yes, sir.
Oh, boy.
Lug nuts just did about a 70-foot super stalker burnout in pit lane.
Yeah, I saw it.
Yikes. Followed up by 30 feet of wheel hop.
Are in West Bend. Ring, ring, ring. You're early green. Pace car's in. Lee with a nice jump.
Copy that. Lug nuts with the headlights blazing on the outside here. They're wheel to wheel, hub to hub, coming down into turn one. Ludwig holds them on the outside. Still side by side, heading over to Harpalini.
Right, they're two by two as they get to the impact. Looks like Lee's going to grab that spot.
Yeah, he's got that. Lug nuts going to take over P2. What happened when they hit the water?
Copy in four. So far, it is Lee and Lug nuts, followed by Mike Gloriano and then a 26 car. Everybody cleanly through turn four.
For the first time into the uphill, Lee was about three car length lead.
One, definitely a four-car breakaway. Let's see if we're going to have a challenge for P3 here. Oh, they're staying in line.
A challenge for P5, though.
Yeah, what with that shit?
Yeah, he's going to fly it off. He's going to make it all the way. Ah, big hit there. Can he drive away, you think?
Oh, well, here, let's see if he can back it out.
Pace car, stand by.
And the reverse lights are on, Terry, but he's stuck. I don't think he's going to make it out. He's trying.
Okay, pace car stand by.
Pace car standing by.
Start finish stand by. We're probably going to go double yellow. Stand by.
Get out of there. He's stuck.
Okay, so start finish, you will go double yellow first.
Start finish, your leaders are through West Bend.
Who was in the 10 car? Is that Tan Creedy?
Yep. Yeah, pace car, ease out. Pace car, ease out. Flashers on. Let's go ahead and put a standing yellow in the downhill. Standing yellow downhill. Double yellow front straight. And then double yellows around the track. Lime Rock, Terry to Lime Rock.
He had a pass nearly under that yellow there. He got back in line.
Yeah, record, I need you there, turn one. It's black 10. Lime Rock, you can go. Lime Rock, record, I need you turn one.
Stop tying your shoes so much. Worse as I get older?
Just a normal pace car. It's probably going to take two laps to do this.
Pace car copies.
I can only tell you what's going to get worse if we go to three and up. I'm not going to do that.
Fly Brock to Skip Harbor.
Yes, sir.
Can we make sure that driver finds his way down to EMS? He did hit kind of hard.
Copy.
He kind of walked away from his car. He's over at Station 2 right now.
Yeah, Donnie, be sure he stopped by EMS.
Yeah, Station 2, Turn 1.
Oh, that's right.
Cassidy, give him a ride.
With the quality testing you do?
I'm putting a call in to ARB. I mean, he would never even think of going to do the school car testing. That is just above and beyond, Jason.
He'd never even think about testing, no matter what car.
Jerry, JT's taking the longest walk in motorsports. He's hiking up to medical as we speak.
Copy. Hope they got somebody that can steer their car back.
We're supposed to have them go to the driver, Jerry, aren't we?
Other back.
Yeah, I think they want to go to the driver. I think that's what their protocol is here.
Yeah, but he already ran across the track on his own. It wasn't our fault.
And Terry, I explained to him that, you know, always best to stay in the car until we direct you otherwise, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, thank you. I figured you did.
Like you did Tim's wife at Road Atlanta. Just never die.
Jason Hall.
Yes. Go for the Maserati fan club.
Can you go to 3B?
So you're going to be here in Regalis with that story tonight, Stevie.
Oh, yeah.
Every picture tells a story, don't it?
They haven't actually picked that car up. Is it not drivable, I guess?
Yeah, they're getting the hook ready to put on it.
Oh, man.
They had to pull it away from the wall first.
Yeah, I saw that. I'm just hoping it was drivable beyond that, though.
Do you want us to tow it all the way around and in, or just to a safe spot so you can keep going?
Safe spot now. I've already lost a couple laps, if you don't mind, man. Whatever's best. Quickest.
We're going to go over to Station 4.
Perfect.
Be able to tow it with a strap out of here, Jerry.
Perfect.
All right, we're going to be going, change plans, we're going to Station 5.
Okay.
Where is the pack?
Eighth car, approaching West Bend.
Beautiful.
Yeah, go slow, pace car, go slow. Copy, slow pace. Yeah, so where do those two trucks, were you able to get off the track? Actually, at the rate you're towing, you can just keep towing.
Tell me what you want us to do.
Yeah, just keep towing. I'm going to leave him out one more lap. I'm going to leave him out one more lap. You just tow it on back. Yeah, one more lap under the pace car.
Pace car, copy.
Start, finish, you got signal one to go.
that car?
I'm guessing pit lane.
That would be great.
Yeah, it's rolling on its own. It probably could have been driven.
Okay, because I got to do the CDR for it.
Exactly. In the gate, so they can cross over the bridge. So they're off the track.
Kevin.
Oh, cool. So line rock is clear. All right, lights off on the pace car.
Start finish. They should see 18.
Pace car copy. He's going green. Okay. He's off the track. Yes, Stefan, if you don't see nothing, you come on in. Copy. You see the safety vehicle's off in West Bend. We are lights out. Coming into the pit. Start, stand by. Field hanging way back. They're crawling. I'm out of here.
Okay.
Rob to Randall.
Go ahead.
Up, copy that. He's tucked up right there. So two car breakaway. Lugnuts P2, Ariyama P3, Pasquale P4, Warner's P5, Stephen Craig P6, clean through one.
Okay, clean through three.
Copy, clean through four. P1 through five stays the same.
Terry, JT gave up on that thing early. That could have been a podium car from Mid-Ohio.
Yes, it could, Steve. Yes, it could.
And we have some side-by-side action for first place coming underneath the bridge.
Car very, very tight back coming to the downhill.
Once again, comes defensive down the inside. Ludwig goes ahead and pops him on the outside. Lee brings it in hot. Ludwig's looking for a spot underneath between one and two. Not going to happen. Pasquale's now P3. Ariyama back to P4.
Copy that, Lee. Still leads Ludwig over.
More.
Take red and white.
Kill it.
Yeah, red and yellow, dangerous fellow. But I don't think I have him up here.
Red and yellow, kill it.
That's my phrase.
First place has about a 5-car length advantage over second place.
Carpentier pulling out a huge lead.
Wow, where did Lugnuts give the white race away? To Lee, who's never going to screw this up.
Lee did a much better job going into the chicane and started pulling right straight thereafter.
And actually, we've got a challenge for P2. This Pasquale took a look on the outside. Didn't happen. Lugnuts in hot.
Lee with a bad taste in his mouth about promising the BJ one and away.
Lee's got this one in the bag.
Looks like a battle for last.
Yes, it is.
Position. Elias takes the spot away from Michelle here. 25 back to his tricks again.
California NASCAR race.
Birkenstocks and all.
Are we going up until 6? Are we going past 5?
We're allowed to go to 6.
Here you go. Here's your battle, Stevie. Nobody close enough, though.
Copy that.
Oh, that was optimistic looking.
Why were you asking, Jason? Are you gonna test the HP fleet later on?
Yeah, I figured I'd just do 7/8 of a lap on that, you know, and then we got the big Peterbilt, but other than that, we're good.
Copy.
Wait, don't drive the Peterbilt. I want to go to the bridge and watch.
So what's this? Only counts if he takes a 53-foot trailer with him.
Blue flag to the 21 car for the uphill.
That was awesome.
The lug nuts takes over by 21, no problem. Now he's got a lap traffic in between him and P2.
Who was that, DVD?
That was Lee in the 41.
Wow. Well, he had lug nuts right on his bumper. He needed to keep pushing them.
That was amazing.
What do you do? I didn't see it.
He just went straight, but all over the road, sideways, left, right. It was unbelievable.
Basically, Terry, he's driving 11 tenths when he had a 500-foot leak.
It's slowing down much, so he ends up a tank slapper and had the thing aimed between the, you know, the escape road here. He used every bit of real estate available. It was a good save.
Okay. A good save would have still been in the lead, I think.
Yeah, Keith, I'm not so sure he's not up there. You might expect him in.
Yeah, that was a pretty wicked-looking turn-in. Randall, be looking for a car. Just be looking.
With a little brake pedal kickback, Keith, from the downhill.
He's giving me the oy vey here in turn one.
What's that, Stepan?
Car 40 is the leader.
We've got a leader.
And first and second are side by side as they approach the bridge.
I believe the guy in first has got the track position too.
Can't beat track position.
Alright, so Lugnut over Pasquale. Get back now. The Ariyama in P3.
41 giving hand signals, not sure what it's about, but he does not fit. He's up to speed.
Ward Hurst up to P4 now, Craig P5.
And they just looked at 8 to go.
Okay, he's back up to like 7th place. Breakaway. Pasquale seems to be content to just go ahead and run in the wheel tracks of Ludwig here.
He closes right up on him on track out here in 2.
Yeah, he really burns his front tires off in that turn, doesn't he?
Pasquale with a little run down Noonan, coming to the uphill.
Far from over. Far from Nugent.
both cars are cleaning through the westbound. Okay, Ludwig comes down the right side of the track.
Andrew with a huge run. Face left, Steve.
Copy that. The Crowley takes him in deep. He's hanging on the outside. Nowhere to go. Ludwig's going to take the slot back at the apex of two, but they're way close on the way to catch turn three.
Oh, yeah. The Crowley's going to go to the outside, look back to the inside. Still a defensive maneuver.
Car in the lead. Ludwig off to the left of the entry to turn four as we speak. Stand by. Andrew just rattled his cage long enough.
Now Pete likes going back into the woods too, so.
Who else needs to get it, Jinx? Anybody else? Yeah, Ludwig's got a little tent back in there.
Stand by, Ludwig. Still sitting there.
Well, he put some shanks on earlier. I bet he's stuck.
I thought I saw the... Nope. He's trying to move.
I think he's stuck, guys. I think he's stuck in the mud.
Yeah, we're going to leave him there.
That's his woods. He likes it there.
Yeah, like I say, he put some stakes on earlier, and he's going to check him out.
How do you spin an MX-5 car?
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm going to back up to P2 now. And Carpentier is going to go ahead and make a bid for P3. Warren Hirsch is in P3. Probably doesn't even know it. He's got Lee all over him here in turn one.
Where's Andrew's dad? Lee finally got past Ward here.
Yeah, copy that. Lee over Ward into fourth.
look at the left front of Andrew's car when he comes in. Yeah, pit lane, we're going to look at the front of the,
Copy that, Terry.
Yeah. Checkers out. All 26. 25, technically, that was one more lap. We don't know if they come in or not. Last time he stayed out. So, Dean, you're at the corner station.
Terry, we are coming in for feedback, right?
Yep, we're all coming in for feedback. Pit lane, look at the left side, particularly the rear of the 25 car suspension. He had some hard hits in the over the curb. In the uphill.
Copy that, thank you.
Nice drive for Andrew. Mark on the nose of this thing, but I don't know. But that's a white car.
Was a 25 backing up here, guys?
Yeah, he wasn't sure what to do about his cool off lap.
Lap, a victory lap, and I need to drag a car out the mud